We on? All right, perfect. Welcome to the show. Let's get right into it.
In a weird way, it was almost like I had to sort of fool my mind into believing that it wasn't retarded.
Slow, yes, retarded, maybe. Braces on his leg. But he charmed the pants off Nixon and he won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes?
It's a bad time, Bob. Let me ask you something. What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
Exactly. You're a worthless piece of shit.
Probably right, Terry. That's why I feel so sad all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boucher!
All right, welcome to the show. To not be as gay as we were last week, gonna bring some fucking hype here. Hopefully this isn't as cryptic, explosive. I don't know what you would call it. That kind of sounded like I was killing the show. You know, like that was his big send off, and I hope that didn't happen. Got nothing for you today. Absolutely nothing, but we'll make it happen. In the process of getting warmed up, I joked that I do watch, like, anime quite a bit, actually. I'm a pretty big Naruto fan. I actually can't see it real well, but I do have the, I bought a village bandana. So, fuck, I don't really want to do this, but if I get up, god damn it. It's too hard to get to. I look like a slob. It's a Hidden Mist Village bandana. You know, the Naruto one they wrap around their head, or you might have seen like a chick wear, like, not a tail, but I mean mostly associated with people who wore tails in high school. At least that's for me. But I had to get one. I had to put it in the studio. Can't really tell in the blue light, but whatever. It's more for guests to fucking see, if anything. I'm gonna try to find something to put a little closer and back, or switch it around a little bit. You know, try to give you guys a better, I don't know, does this look all right? Like, it's kind of an eclectic, you know, bunch of shit. Stupid fucking window there. You know, it is what it is. Gay-ass high school jersey. You know you're a fucking asshole when you hang your high school jersey up with a bunch of dudes from college that, you know, did something with their career. Not even that I had a career. I just played it like a hobby. Anyways, that's all gay. Fucking listening to anime before, I use it to, like, warm up with the screen sharing. Sometimes the screen sharing doubles in sound and all that. And, like, sometimes guests can't hear them. So solos work better than guests with audio that I share. So trying to remember that for later. I'm fucking so mad that, like, I've become a fur person, not a four person. I don't know why, but my, you know, I'm just saying fur, and it's making me mad. So if I catch it, call me a faggot in the comments. Anyways, so listening to anime to warm up. Put on Dragon Ball Z. I'm kind of bumping because I like all that Bruce Faulkner music, all that cartoon shit. You know, that's kind of up my fucking alley, right? Like, I don't know. One, I haven't been flagged on it, so let's, I don't want to bring that up again. And two, it's not bad shit, and it's easy to talk over. There's no fucking words, so You get to experience a little bit of it. There's this one lash by Son Broku. I don't know if they'll fucking hit me. Like, the anime, they stay away from. So I'm really hoping that I can play this shit. But anyways, playing the Gohan Go Super Saiyan 2 against Cell, right? And they actually kind of bummed out when I have the audio on. I can hear this fucking thing. Like, I can hear the bing, bing, boom. So if anyone doesn't know, you know, the cartoons you watched as a kid, you know, Dragon Ball Z, whatever, they had different music in Japan. You know, obviously, like, the words and then the Japanese version, the music was also different. And then somewhere along the lines, the licensing is so fucking crazy, you can't get the English, you can't even buy, you have to, like, stream where people find these fucking sites that have it. You know, they put them on a website or whatever. But you know, you could be watching it, and I've rented, I've tried going back and watching the show. The music is so bad. I mean, it's the original Japanese, like they're playing it on a xylophone, like like that kind of shit, and like when like shit's going down, and as opposed to like you know, let's see here, let me split this. Perfect. All right, we'll go right into like here. All right, hold on. That's so you get that. That's actually like part of Bruce Faulkner's music. That he's, I think it's kind of an homage. If you're asking me, that's an homage to the original, where you're still getting kind of the boom, 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 but it's got like rhythm, and it's got, you know, it's not just you know, you can tell there's a way that they're hyping it up, and they're doing the same thing with the Japanese music as well, but. And the traditional music, I want to make sure I say that, and that's why a lot of hardos get mad when you say, you know, the whatever, because that's also the other thing, too, is they're trying to be traditional and valued, and they feel like we kind of trampled over some of the art of the work, whatever. But, like, get into this guitar.
Stop it! Huh? That's enough!
You guys are all going to be like, you're gay as hell. There we go.
That's the way. Let it all go.
You know, just for the record here, this is the most one of the most iconic moments of anime of all time. So, regardless of how you feel about that, sorry, Jody B was texting me. One of the most iconic moments of all time. So you have to me, this is like, when you saw this as a kid, I need all the music. I need all the shit. I can't just watch it and go, oh, cool, I'm being traditional. I'm being the, you know, I'm following manga or whatever the fuck. Fuck them. This shit kicks ass. But it is a little bit of a buildup, so I apologize. But fuck you if you don't like it. Go.
Incredible.
Yeah, so if you can hear it, it's got that, you know, you're probably like, well, I hear the boom, 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 but then on the background, you've got the boom, where it's just hitting like a power chord, and the drums and everything else, it's fucking great. It's a goddamn great fucking little piece. Bruce Faulkner and Mark Mensah absolutely kill it with Dragon Ball Z music. It's one of the best, like, things about the show, right? But anyways... so I was watching that, spit coffee everywhere. I took a big fucking glug while I was warming up. This is a bad way to tell a story. Sorry, I'm just eclectic as hell right now, but I'm excited. Don't know why I'm doing that. Obviously for camera purposes, but it looks gay as hell. Just spit the coffee out everywhere. Pretty bad. Actually, funny enough. Let's see here. All right, so I tweeted this out. We need to go to Twitter. Here, you guys can follow along with me here. Oh, shit. Till the porn comes up. Never mind about that. What do I do? I need to go to my... Here we go. So we're going to talk about aliens for one, but here we go. I gotta show you this one.
The King Force, and even Freeze.
All right, so... So I want you to, you can look right about here, okay? You gotta peep that real quick, okay? And that's the one you're going to want to pay attention to. Let me get out of here real quick.
Yeah. In his mouth, who fights with Reddit.
big sip of coffee here.
Garlic Jr., the Gaming Force, and even Frieza. We've caught glimpses of the child's explosive power.
You could tell, like, it came up. So I throw it back, and just something came wrong. So I tried to get it out real quick, and then all of a sudden it just, you know, whatever was in my mouth didn't hit right, and then I just, here comes the cop. Bleh. All over my fucking floor, my shorts. I don't even know. It was actually embarrassing. I think like a year or so ago, I went to TJ Maxx and saw all these really cheap shorts, and they might all be fucking, they might all be swim trunks. I'm not exactly sure. But, like, for sure, like, two-thirds could have been fucking swim trunks, and that's just what I walk around with now, but it's all right. It's not great, but it means they clean well, and they dry off well, and they don't, you know, stain. So I have that going for me. Let's see here. There was some fucking, so I spit my coffee take. You can go see that on Twitter. All right, here. Let me switch over to this one here. If you can read this, we got video here. So let me give you a little bit of context here, and then we'll come back. There are two videos of classified U.S. military assets filming MH370, and people still can't accept that these videos are real, even though the official search didn't find even a single piece of the plane. The drone shows that MQ-1C Gray Eagle, which is proven to have a modular slot under the wing in the exact location where we see the camera angle, and there's even pictures. I'm doing this without my glasses, so of this loadout in Google Image Search, you can see the accurate heat signature from seam of the brain off the drone where it opens up. The drone is flying extremely close to the plane, which indicates an operation. The camera shows accurately with a slight extra shake as the drone passes under the wake of the plane. As it does so, you can see the smoke coming off the plane stack realistically. So this is talking about a plane that essentially gets circled by fucking what they're calling UFOs. And then I haven't seen the whole thing, so I've kind of just watched this. So you see this plane, right? Actually, pretty cool. First off, technology that you're like seeing, you know, it's all infrared. These are the flight patterns of the plane, right? And you can see it coming right here, and you'll see it kind of wrap around. And that's about as far as I get until you get to, you know. So here it is. It's coming around right here. Look, he zooms in. You're going to get even more. What technology and fantastic ability this is. Now, you see that? That's the one right there. See if I can go back. It comes up right out of here. And this is the orb they're talking about. So if you've been into the UFO, unidentified, you know, flying objects or UAPs or whatever they're called now. That's what I was trying to remember. I don't know why I said UFO. you know, so this thing's going to start, like, perfectly forming a circle around the plane. So that's what you got to look for here. So first off, something even being that close and registering, you know, within underneath that plane like that, that's fucking horrifying. Look at that thing. So whatever that is, I mean, it's, I don't know how to read these things. I'm just assuming that if it's not the exact opposite color of this, that it's got to be similar in fucking heat. So I mean, maybe that's something to go off of, but the fact that you have something orbiting, I mean, so one, you're talking about, like, let's go back here. I know this is, like, the worst episode of all time, but just watch this. Watch as this thing's going around. It's going around that, but in a spiral formation. You got to think about it. It's not just, it's traveling as it's also going up and down. That's a wild, sequence. Top Gun doesn't do that, you know. Anyways, that's just an observation. Now there's two of them, and there are three of them. Now they're coming up out of nowhere, and they've got this weird kind of cross pattern. They're coming up like a, triangular. It's like a triangular circle. They're going around, and they're circling this whole fucking plane, and they're getting it. They wrapped them up. They're going. And what happens here? They got like a force field or something. It's like a perfect circle going around this thing. And what, it's just gone? Or no, there you go. Okay. So watch this. I don't like that it... That's fucking scary. I don't like that at all. I saw that and I was waiting for it. And then I was like, whoa. You gotta be fucking kidding me. What is that? You know, I know I'm being retarded right now. Maybe this is computer whatever bullshit. But what is that? They're doing like some weird animeistic fucking, you know, circular orb thing that's about to teleport somebody. And then that's fucking wild, all right? That's fucking wild. Still searching, combing the fucking area. No orbs, no nothing. Here we go again. One comes up. There we go. Starts circulating. Whatever that orb is, thank you. And then another one comes in. And they're circling in it perfect. Like they've got a pattern on it. Like this isn't hard at all to just do. You know, and then you've got two other planes doing the exact same thing. Pretty wild. And it's kind of showing some like jelly like shape. I don't know if that's just a camera or what, but if you're looking at this, you know. Yeah, it's just the way it circles it. It's like it's got like a pattern, like a synchronizing pattern, and then all of a sudden, boop, this thing just goes. That's fucking wild. What does it do? Does it do anything before the flash, or does it just? Ugh. Ick. I'm telling you right now, gross. Not a fan of this, guys. That's fucked up. That's every gay podcaster, every YouTube fucking asshole just did they come back. That's fucked up, guys. But if you're asking me, that is fucked up. That's a crazy ass video. I don't know what the fuck happened. Let's read the rest of it now. The operator is manually tracking the plane. Here, I'll do this so you guys can read along. I don't want to just be some asshole on camera reading. The operator is manually tracking the plane with a camera view, and there's a delay in the tracking due to a lag from the remote control. When the operator zooms in, you can see a dynamic 3D parallax in the clouds, which proves that it is not a 2D backdrop. This would require a full 3D render to generate. The plane goes off the screen because a real human is struggling to manually track it while zoomed in. Okay, that's why you fall and miss a little bit of that fucking whatever. I'm assuming they're making that like be like it could be a clipped version then that you go out, you know, you go a bridge and then you can clip in some sort of technology to make that look like an entire plane got sucked into a wormhole. When the operator zooms in and focuses on the plane, you can see an evolving heat signature of the belly of the plane consistent with smoke coming out of it. AC exhaust ports near the landing gear. It looks like the smoke not aligned with the engine, instead wrapping around the hull of the plane on both sides. The heat signatures of the orbs consistent of the topological monopole that predates the first scientific paper discussing with an Alto University in 2014, we can see a completely original forward-facing gravity engine and black lines in the front of the orbs, pulling them forward, for which there is no frame of reference. We can see the orbs blur and reordinate right before they converge. When they converge, they are creating an electrical force of exponential growth consistent with, Coulomb's law? I'm not the guy to be reading this. In the final frame, we can see that the orbs flatten and the plane blur because of the field they are generating produces a gravitational lensing effect. The black endothermic event is an absorption of energy consistent with a cold explosion in scalar physics, as explained by engineer Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Bearden all the way back in 1985. Look at this video, even added close-ups of the orbs in super slow motion. The zap to prove any watcher that they were seeing is 100% real. Who the fuck knows what the fuck that was? But that is some fucking scary shit. Just being real, does it do with kids? That's some scary shit. You got to be in a plane and then also just that? plane just goes missing. No one wants to tell you anything, but it's not even a Boeing, like, your fucking doors are flying off. That's just, boop, gone. String theory shit. That's fucking horrendous. You know, I made an Instagram post the other day talking about how the CIA has gone through and must be a talent. Nobody wants to do all the work. Sorry, that was a thing I should not be reading. So this dude goes, the greatest conspiracy of our time, and he talks about, like, the CIA having plans all the way back from, like, the 80s and early on, going into, like, you know, you can make things with your mind, right? Essentially with the idea of, like, if you worry too much, you can make yourself sick. Okay, that people believe that all the time. If you just tell yourself you're sick, you'll eventually get sick. Well, they're essentially saying you can manifest that past the point of just, you know, the ideology of just, like, oh, you made yourself sick because you made yourself think you were sick. They're, like, saying you can make actual things be reproduced from thoughts. So whatever that means, manifesting, I don't know what the fuck any of that means, but it's fucking crazy. And somehow in a weird state that I was in, I said, convinced whatever we're told reality is nothing more than pre-planned ideals asserted with sociological constructs. It's the smartest sentence I may have ever said in my life, and I don't think I even said that correctly. But how fucking wild, right? That's a pretty cool fucking, little video. Goddamn, I hope that thing's real. I would keep going on Twitter because this would be great, but there's porn. There's so much porn. Let's see here. I might be able to find something without having you fucking freaks catch on to me. My bookmarks is fucking absurd. I mean, obviously, you can just go to my likes. My likes are fucked up. Oh, okay. Don't give a shit about that. Thought that was a new Bluey episode. That was pretty cool. I've been off for a fucking week, so I've had time to hang out with the kids. I mean, I've been doing that really since winter got... ever since winter came, and luckily Minnesota's had such a chill winter, this wasn't bad. But I've got so much time. I've had so much time just to hang out with the kids, and we had a big job in St. Paul last week. Other part of the company, GMB Painting, podcast sponsor, only because that's actually a sponsor of my life. He's down. He's got a little Achilles tendonitis, so we're kind of slow rolling it here into the summer. Not too bad. I'm not mad at my life right now. I put the lady back to work, so that means I get to stay home a little more and watch the kids, stay home at night, and I already do that. So, and she's happy to do it. Some may say, Bobby, you're a piece of shit for making your lady go back to fucking work. And to that I say, I worked for a while, and it's actually really nice. You work on one salary, and then you get two people to work again, and, like, just the amount of opportunity. Woo, so much easier. I'm not saying it, you know, I'm a painter. I carried my own household. I was a man. And I said, it's 20 fucking 24, lady. Get your ass back in the workplace. I'm just kidding. There's a lot of alpha males who will say that's a beta move. I don't know. Seems a lot easier around the household. She gets out, gets away from the kids. Oh, but that's their job. I love the, that's one thing I should talk about, is the alpha male podcast. I think I did the... Did I do that one here? I can't remember if maybe that was a night that I got fucked up and didn't release the episode or not, but there's $10,000 or $18,000 boot camps for dudes to be alpha male. I can't even spell alpha. Alpha male boot camp. Here we go. What is it? It's called, like, the Knights something. Hold on, I got it.
60%, you will not be here on Friday. I will make sure of it. You are on the fucking right.
All right.
To be here on fucking Friday night. I will cut this fucking thing off my head before I let any one of you little bitches make it to that dinner table that don't fucking deserve the right to be.
Yo, these old dudes up here, fuck them. How are you gonna let these dudes fucking... These old-ass gray-haired dudes, don't do that to yourself. What kind of bullshit did your dad or grandpa do to you in the fucking 40s? Jesus Christ. Jesus. All right.
I'll fucking make I'm weeding out the fucking bitches.
Let's go.
60%, you will not be here on Friday. I will make sure of it. You are on the fucking right to be here on fucking Friday night. I will cut this fucking thing off my head before I let any one of you little bitches make it to that dinner table that don't fucking deserve the right to be here.
Yuck. Why the fuck would you do that to yourself? Pay money to have some fucking... I did it in high school, right? I think maybe I made that joke. Maybe I can't remember what pop. I did that. You pay $100 to have some fucking grown man who's made way too many mistakes in his life and is taking some of that out on you and some of that out on wherever the fuck else he puts that energy, because it doesn't just go away after football season. Anyways, that's fucking nuts. Before I ever let any of you little bitches, it's like, shut the fuck up, dude. What are you going to do? You're going to kill somebody? You're going to commit homicide to prove your point? That's the only way that works. The only way I'm going to an alpha male camp is if I see that in front of everybody, they kill the weakest man. That's a good bit. That's a good bit right there. Somebody's got to be like, yo, I'm like a fat, nerdy dude, like, going in, being like, I've seen the videos. Like, I'm so excited. These guys, you know, they just yell at you, and then they kill, like, somebody who looks just like the guy, you know, the star of the show. And they're like, you think this is fucking games? Dudes, it'd still pay. I think if somebody dies, it probably makes other, like, more masculine men be like, oh, shit, here we go. What is the Knights? I got to find it. The Knights. It's like something fucking gay. The Knights. How do you spell Knight? Alpha. This podcast is just watching me fucking... What is this one? Oh, this is the one where they're spraying on. 29.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you ain't screaming now, are you? You fuck, there's a noise ordinance. You can't fucking say shit, you douche.
Let me break this down for you. Instructor Ray and I have had combat operations that have lasted longer than 75 hours. You understand? 75 hours of active combat. You guys are playing a fucking game.
You fucking wanted to play the game, you fucking douchebag.
You paid to be here. This is for fun. This is for growth. This ain't gonna kill you. Instructor Steve might kill you. Nobody's shooting at you. There's no fucking enemy.
What the fuck? So what the fuck is the point of this? You're saying that this is what you signed up for is a joke? It's the most gay shit I ever heard in my life.
You know who the enemy is here? You! You're the fucking enemy! You're the adversary!
No shit, that's why they fucking showed up, you fucking retard. That's actually upsetting as fuck. To get told, like, at least the other guy was pretending he's going to kill you, and then this guy just completely breaks the third wall? What's the fucking point of going if some guy goes, you're all pussies for not signing up for the military? It's like, yeah, that's why I paid the $18,000 to kind of offset that. Now I'm actually fighting for the guys who were fucking there. Fuck them. Fuck. What the fuck? You pay all that money. I mean, you torture them, and then you congratulate them at the end and say, hey, you didn't fucking quit. Okay, cool. Don't fucking then be like, you're still all pussies for this. It's like you're just breaking people down just to fucking have them pay again. Be like, you thought Alpha Camp was fucking tough? Wait till you fucking, you know, they're going to swap it. They're going to be like, now it's Beta Camp. It's going to be like Beta Alpha Camp. I don't fucking know. How retarded. Have some guy fucking chew you out for doing this while he's getting paid from you? You better fucking act like I'm shit and then build me the fuck back up, you douchebag.
You're all worried about yourself. You want to finish this thing fucking strong? Stop worrying about yourself. Start worrying about the brother to your left and your right.
There's no brothers.
Once you get to the top, you take a breath.
You're what would you call that? You're like business associates?
And you look for another battle to acquire. Come on. Let's go. Get around there. Come on.
I want him to start dragging people down the hill again.
I don't need to yell and degrade you. Come on. Just put out. Now start going down the hill. Give me your arm. Come on, brother. I got you. Let's go for a ride. Go. Get down there. Go. Go. Once you get to the top, you take a breath.
Ugh, fuck you, dude. What's this one?
60%, you will not be here!
Nope, we already heard that one.
Nuts.
I'm not getting off.
Okay.
Alright, well, that was cool. Jesus fucking Christ. I want to start a Boucher boot camp. We all just hang out and say dumb shit to each other until something sticks. You know? Do one of that. Something fucking cool. I don't fucking know. Anyways, well, that was a really fun episode. We really just fucking lost steam when the boot camp fucking assholes came. And I'm fucking, my voice is dry as fuck. So, what are we gonna go off to here? Go off, King. Come on, King. Let's go, I don't know, one last wish. I can't do that one again. Airlines. I'm just scatting to finish out the episode. I know I'm being a dickwad here. Sorry. I'm trying to get back to the main. Here we go. Shit. I don't know this guy's music or whatever. Bye. Is Floating Point. I should say that. Floating Point by, oh, shit, hold on. Floating Point. I feel bad if I don't fucking say the dude's name. Jasper De Cloister. I've done this before. Floating Point. All right, here we go. Here we go. I'm bad. My bad. Bye.